In 2020, PayFast reported processing 283% more online payments on Black Friday when compared to the typical 2020 Black Friday. Comparing Black Friday 2020 to 2021, PayFast reported online sales volume increases of 120% for electronics, about 61% for cosmetics, and listen to this, 48% for alcohol. So joining us on the line this morning is Andrew Fulton, Director of 8020. Andrew, a very good morning to you, and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you as well. Thank you very much for having me.
Tell us about this football activity in the malls in Cape Town, and how does it fare over Black Friday?
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I mean, it's going to be interesting Black Friday for a number of reasons. I mean, the biggest being that today is payday for many, many South Africans. And as I'm sure you, just like I, when we have a bit of extra money in our pocket, we tend to spend it. So we do expect a dramatic increase in footfall. But what is interesting is we have a tool that is able to track footfall via cell phone devices. And we've recently been looking at malls and how footfall has been increasing, and it's certainly gone past sort of where it was just before COVID, which is good for the economy and good for South Africa. But what we can also do with that is track cell phone on a day-by-day basis. So we'll be able to report back, unfortunately not right now, but next week on exactly how much footfall did increase on this particular day compared to other days of the week or year or other Fridays in the month.
Let's chat about sales. What categories are expected to peak? And very interesting for me always is to watch the actual footfall that happens in the malls during Black Friday and the extended Black Friday weekend, which will probably run till Monday, Tuesday next week, online shopping, comparing that with online shopping.
Yeah. I mean, look, online shopping, while it's grown dramatically in the past few years, particularly because of COVID, it's still under 10% of all retail. So it still is quite tiny. And what you've got to remember is just how different most South Africans are. You know, if you make 20,000 rand a month, you're in the top 5% of earners in South Africa. And, you know, that's really where that online behavior is happening. You don't have a whole lot of taxi drivers on their phones buying fridges from Macro or Game. There has certainly been an increase in online. In terms of the categories, I mean, the ones you mentioned, you know, electronics is always huge. Cosmetics and fragrances is always huge. Alcohol, you know, obviously very huge. I imagine this year there'll be quite a lot of people trying to ease the depression around the ongoing blackouts by buying some electronics that'll help them entertain themselves and light up their lives during the blackouts. Gift cards, also a huge category in the United States, but just growing in South Africa. And I mean, a stat I thought was most amazing. Takealot sold 5,000 air fryers on this day last year. So if there's anyone left without an air fryer, I imagine a bunch of those will be moving as well.
Somebody wrote an article specifically for Black Friday about air fryers, and I've seen them advertised anything from 850 rand up to about 999. So if you are in the market for an air fryer, I suppose Black Friday is the best time to actually buy it. We've seen a lot of activity, a mixture of advertising by Game punting their much anticipated Black Friday deal. So what does a store like Game usually do in this footfall?
I mean, that's a really fascinating thing, and one area where this terrain tool has really been able to show some insights. We looked at, unfortunately, like, we're not crystal ball gazers. We look at data, and data is about inherently in the past. So we looked at last November, and if you remember what Game did last November, they did like Black November. And what we noticed is in a mall like Kenilworth Mall and in the other mall, Canal Walk, we saw Game peaking every weekend of November. So generally on a Saturday, whereas the malls they were in kind of slowly increased to Black Friday and then peaked actually on the Saturday after the Black Friday, because, you know, unlike the United States, it's not a holiday here. So people still have to work, even though they might be missing out on some deals. So what is fascinating with Game this year is they've kind of dropped that Black November for, they've got a big offering for today. And once again, as I said, we'll be able to look at this data and see how much that did push footfall both in the mall and in the games on this particular day instead of the weekends of November like it did last year.
Which categories of sales are we looking at, and which are we expecting to peak? Is it more in the retail sales or more on the sort of lifestyle goods?
You know, that's a tough one, and I don't know if I can offer an answer to that one. I mean, once again, time will tell. If you look at South African consumers, it's been a really tough year. And I think everyone thought coming out of a plague we'd be doing much better, but you know, from our other data, excuse me, we can see credit card debt has gone up 12% this year on last year. 40% of all loans in South Africa are in arrears. So yeah, people are under pressure, and that's going to put a bit of a damper on those big ticket items like the Samsung TVs and the Smeg fridges. What we're probably going to see is a lot more of people taking advantage of the low prices to buy nappies, you know, to buy dishwashing pods and basic goods, because they haven't had a whole lot of good news in a long time. Maybe take advantage of these lower prices to fill your fridge and fill your cupboards instead of your living room.
Andrew Fulton chatting to us this morning, director of AT80. Thank you for your time. And we were chatting Black Friday. If you've had any Black Friday deals, you've looked out for some special deals in terms of Black Friday. But there are a few things that you need to remember about Black Friday. And the one thing is assuming that all sales are good sales. It really, you have to really be very, very careful. And not checking brands is also one of the most important things. And making a very impulsive purchase, which is my category of things where I fall into, is making that impulsive purchase. You know, I walk in and I see it. But I'm an overall shopper. So I shop from January all the way through to December. And there are other sales. There are other fantastic sales that happen. There's a lot of Christmas advertising that's still going to happen. Back to school advertising, which is going to happen just after Christmas on the 26th of December. So yeah, you need to look out for those. 0214460567 and the WhatsApp line is 0725671567. A very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.